heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Burning Man is an annual art event and temporary community based on radical self-expression and self-reliance in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. Now in its 29th year, the festival's gone from 20 participants in 1986 to almost 70,000 last year. So the idea behind this event is centered around decommodification. That means there's no cash transactions between attendees. Instead, they're relying on a barter system. Participants are bringing their own supplies, oftentimes sleeping in tents and, well, roughing it. Whereas the community was once a well-kept secret and safe haven for creative types, artists, musicians, free thinkers, lately the event is welcoming the likes of Diddy, Mark Zuckerberg, and allegedly this year, politician Grover Norquist. As mentioned in the New York Times, celebrities and tech world billionaires are now showing up with air-conditioned trailers, personal chefs, and, well, amenities for billionaires. So how do regular burners, as they're called, feel about these changes? Are private chefs ruining Burning Man? I've got international DJ and former guest of Full Service Radio, DJ Echo, on the line now. Echo, what do you make of this?
Well, it's interesting because as a burner, this is probably my eighth year, and I've heard about these folks and kind of glimpsed in on some of their camps. They'll have, like, yurts set up for them, or they'll have a whole encampment enclosed by these giant trailers that are air-conditioned. And it's funny because Burning Man, Black Rock City, is a city of now 50,000 people. And just like any city, if you don't go to a certain area, you're not going to see people. So ruining burners' experiences, not by any meaning of that phrase, because you really would have to look for them, and they're kind of in their own bubble, and they're missing out on part of what Burning Man is.
I have one more question then. So what would your typical burner be eating? If you're not coming with a personal chef, what's like a day of food look like for you?
Okay, so the thing is I've paid really close attention. I have a spreadsheet, and I'm not an A-type person at all, but the planning and strategizing to go be in the desert, survive the desert in somewhat of a happy condition requires a lot of planning. And so it's one of the things that I impress my roommate about, and you just kind of pay attention to what your body wants, and that is a lot of fluids. So I take a lot of, like, sparkling grapefruit and sparkling orange juice and do some meal prep because you're out there in the heat. You kind of want to lay low like a lizard, and you don't want to do a lot of activity. It takes a lot of energy. So I do a lot of pre-cooking at home. I did mashed cauliflower, mashed potatoes, and then do vegetables and prepare pasta ahead of time, because when the temperature drops at night and it's dark, my body personally kind of wants something warm and like comforting at nighttime. So I make sure I have warm food for dinner. And then during the daytime, I have a ton of juice, a ton of water, some iced coffee, and some like desert dwelling food like hummus and cucumber and tomatoes, salads and cabbage salad. And just like as a survival instinct, people are like, oh, bring trail mix and all these dry, dehydrated foods. But you have to offset that by being in the desert and having all these juicy things like strawberries and nectarines and tomatoes and stuff like that. So it's really a pleasure to have something delightful like a juicy fruit in the desert. And the thing to take it back to the folks that come with Burning Man in a box, you can pack and you can prepare and you can bring your chef, but the main thing about Burning Man is the interaction with other people, the absence of technology and participation. And so that's where the magic comes in.
Beautiful. Well, sounds like you don't need a personal chef to be a Burning Man.
I don't. I don't.
Awesome.
But I will pick a popsicle out there if somebody has one.
You heard it here. Hopefully somebody heard you, and if not, I'm sure the universe heard you. Echo, have an awesome time at Burning Man. Thanks for checking in with us. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and if you're heading to Burning Man, be safe, stay hydrated, and have a good time. We'll check with you guys later.